This is VOA News. By a remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech say they won permission for emergency use of their COVID-19 vaccine in Britain, the world's first coronavirus shot that's backed by rigorous science. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The green light allows Britain to become one of the first countries to begin vaccinating its population as it tries to curb Europe's deadliest outbreak. The Department of Health and Social Care says in a statement, the vaccine will be made available across Britain from next week. Other countries aren't far behind, though. Regulators in the US and the EU are also betting the Pfizer shot, along with a similar vaccine made by competitor Moderna. British regulators also are considering another shot made by AstraZeneca and Oxford University. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The European Union criticized Britain's rapid approval of the Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine on Wednesday, saying its own procedure was more thorough after Britain became the first Western country to endorse a COVID-19 shot. The decision was made under an ultra-fast emergency approval process, which allowed the British drugs regulator to temporarily authorize the vaccine from large-scale trials. U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar says Britain's initial approval of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine should give Americans confidence as the drug maker next week moves further towards seeking U.S. approval. Azar told Fox Business News, for the American people, this should be very reassuring, adding, we're going to run through its process. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says U.S. President Donald Trump will sign coronavirus relief legislation proposed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. But U.S. Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer rejected the latest Republican coronavirus aid plan. This is VOA News. Delegates of warring sides in Afghanistan announced Wednesday they had agreed on a framework for their peace negotiations aimed at ending the country's protracted conflict. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
After 19 years of war, representatives from both the Afghan government and the Taliban say they've reached a breakthrough agreement, a preliminary deal to press on with peace talks. It's the first written agreement between the two sides in the conflict and is a big step towards moving on to more substantive issues, such as negotiations for a possible ceasefire, and has been welcomed by the United Nations and Washington. U.S. Special Representative for Afghan Reconciliation Zalmay Khalilzad said that the two sides had a three-page agreement codifying rules and procedures for their negotiations on a political roadmap and a comprehensive ceasefire.
That's Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. Leading Hong Kong dissident Joshua Wong was jailed alongside two other activists Wednesday for taking part in last year's huge democracy protests as the crackdown on Beijing's critics gathers pace. Wong was prosecuted alongside close friends and fellow campaigners Ivan Lam and Agnes Chow over a rally outside the police headquarters. The trio, some of the city's most visible and vocal critics of Beijing's rule, pleaded guilty to citing an unlawful assembly and other charges. President-elect Joe Biden says China should not expect fast relief from President Trump's tariffs once he takes office. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Biden says he will not immediately lift the tariffs the Trump administration put on many Chinese imports, nor break the president's initial trade deal. He tells New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman the key to talks with China is leverage, adding, we don't have it yet. Washington and Beijing have been in a year-long trade war. And while some industries have benefited, most experts have blasted the Trump policies, saying American businesses and consumers have borne most of the tariff costs. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Justice Department is investigating whether there was a secret scheme to lobby White House officials for a pardon. AP's Mike Hempin reports.
A court order unsealed Tuesday reveals individuals suspected of having acted to secretly lobby White House officials to secure a pardon or sentence commutation. Related scheme, it also reveals a substantial political contribution was floated in exchange for a pardon or reprieve of sentence. A Justice Department official speaking on condition of anonymity, no government official is the target of the investigation. In a Tuesday night tweet, President Trump said, quote, pardon investigation is fake news.